Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. You know, many of us moan about the lack of newspaper coverage of the sport we love. After all, there was a day when harness racing took up a lot of space in our local dailies. We moan, but few seem to be speaking up. This week's guest has, and he's taken it right to the editor, Don McNiven of Killeen Acres fame is next on this edition of Trot Radio. Don McNiven is probably best known for being, along with his brother, one of the principals of Killeen Acres. That breeding facility has produced some big names in our sport. He remembers, as do I, a time when harness racing was, well, if not front and center, pretty darn close to it on the pages of our local newspapers. Now, obviously that is no longer the case. We tend to moan about it, but nobody seems to be speaking up except for Don, who has written a very eloquent letter to the editor in his hometown, London Free Press, and he joins me on the other end of my line. Don, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you for interviewing me, and thank you for seeing it in the pages of the London Free Press. I was wondering how many people would see it on the comment page.
But, well, it's my hometown. It's my hometown paper too. So you know, yeah. It's good to see some stuff in there. I want to read some snippets from it so our listeners can get an idea. Those who haven't seen the article, in it, you say that during the past several months, coverage of entries, results, and editorials in the hub of all Canadian harness racing has been unacceptable. You go on to mention the fact that there is all these training centers in the Free Press marketing area representing thousands of horses, drivers, trainers, owners, fans who don't get to read in mainstream media about their favorite sport. Now, why is that, you ask, when this is an industry that employs 50,000 people with billions in capital spending? Well said, sir. Have you heard anything back from the Free Press?
No, I haven't. I shouldn't say too much. Dave Lankford, do you know, are you familiar with Dave?
Yes, I am.
Sports editor. I've always been told that maybe Dave isn't the greatest supporter of horse racing. Now, I shouldn't say, but I have been told this, and it's obvious that.
It's interesting you mentioned the editor of the London Free Press. About 5 years ago, I approached him about perhaps doing an article. I was prepared to do it for free, a weekly article covering the racing scene. He told me, no thanks, we cover harness racing more than most papers in the area. I said, what? Are you kidding me? Do I look this stupid?
No, I can't certainly, because you're not going to be printing any of this. I can't agree with that, and it's got worse. Now, Harry Eisen, you remember Harry?
Oh, I sure do, mostly about horses.
And then Kathy Romaleski.
Romaleski, yes.
Did you ever meet her? Oh, she did a heck of a job.
Oh, she did, and that was the last of the real dedicated reporters.
The last. Now they got, who is it now, Norm Pyatt or whatever.
I think so.
He raced a little bit. Morris Delacosta does a little bit, but not much. And we got to be careful in this. But, okay, this all started in the Olympics. Okay, the Olympic Games, in Vancouver. And the results and the entries were really cut down simply because they were taking extra pages for all the Vancouver Games.
Right.
And Norm, I phoned up one day and I said, you don't even have sometimes Woodbine in there. My God, it was the biggest, one of the most powerful tracks in North America, right in this area. And, well, we didn't have room and blah, blah, blah. Now, this Dave was out in Vancouver at the time, and the assistant editor was telling me all this. But anyhow, they've got back a little bit, but when there's other things... What bothers me, Norm, and here again, I had it in my article, they took it out, and I shouldn't have done it, and I'm glad they took it out, because I don't want to be, I was very careful not to criticize auto racing. Right. They have a page of auto racing in there just about every day. See, they got the Delaware Speedway just outside of London here, and it's very popular, and hey, I guess they're drawing a lot of young people. Do you know anything about
that? Oh, they sure are. I mean, let's face it, the NASCAR racing has been marketed brilliantly, and you got to give them credit for that, and we could certainly take a page out of their book.
I would hope so.
But you know what the reality is, Don? Let's face it, they'll tell you otherwise, but it all depends on how much. Take Western Fair, for example. They spend a lot of money on A-Channel.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of money on, for example, CJBK, a local radio station. Maybe they don't spend as much money on advertising in the free press. And you know what? That's the way the coverage is going to follow. Yeah. The editors can deny it. The sales manager can deny it. Yeah. But when it comes to niche sports like ours, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, Norm, as I mentioned before, we got to believe in ourselves, but we got to talk about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great one, and I've been doing this for since 1963 in the Ingersoll Times. Just probably a readership of about 10,000.
Hmm.
And, oh, yeah, and I write the horse chatter, and it's mainly on standardbred racing, breeding, owners, and whatever. And if I can do it in an unprofessional way, although, boy, I got a great readership.
Yeah.
Or a comment on it. If I can do it, I feel community papers, what, 268 community papers in Ontario.
Right.
And a lot of them, Norm, around racetracks. And look at all the racetracks, what, 18, 17 tracks now.
Yeah.
And I feel the editors, I've always been advocating a hotline from somebody, I don't know, Standardbred Canada or even the Woodbine people, to editors talking about horses, owners, drivers.
Yep.
In their area.
Here's what I want to put to you, Don. You've issued the challenge to the papers to wake up. I think this is a good opportunity for you and I to ask our listeners, look, write a letter to your editor. Who knows? You know, if enough of us do it, perhaps at their next editorial meeting, they'll sit down with themselves and say, hey, you know what? I'm getting these letters about not covering enough harness. Who knows what might happen? You know, we got to tell our story, as you said. The thoroughbred people are real good at it. Every Kentucky Derby, they manage to find a distant cousin of a third brother of the owner who's got some illness.
Right.
You know, I'm not making fun of the illness, but, you know, we got to tell our story.
Now, you know, some of the banquets I was at the last few months, I'm always asked to give grace, which I'm very privileged to do. And but before I start, I always give a word of overtures to the crowd there about how great this sport is, and you people can do what you're doing, just as you said, in your area. Please go to your editors. Now, most sports editors will talk about something if it's local. They may not talk about the Ontario Cyrus Stakes in Clinton, Ontario, Clinton paper that are going this weekend in Ottawa. You know, but they'll talk about, certainly, they'll try to have space for local or, you know, whatever, a local contest.
Tell the story.
And I think we're not talking about ourselves enough. Racetrack. By the way, you guys are doing with your ethnic.
Oh, we have our country nights. Sure, yeah.
God, you and so many, and Grand River does a heck of a job.
Oh, Kelly Spencer is just a peach, isn't she?
Yeah, and George's aren't bad.
Oh, sure,
Jackie Warner. But some of the other tracks I won't say, but they're maybe not, you know, really talking about themselves enough, or certainly
Hanover does a good job, but
Hanover's pretty good.
We got to just take it up a notch, and I think with people like yourself taking the lead on this, and with your zeal for the industry, I feel like calling you the Pope of harness racing.
Oh God, be careful on that.
We're running out of time, but I want you to keep up the good fight, my friend. And again, we're going to challenge our listeners right to your editor. Don McNiven, thank you. This has been a real pleasure. Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thank you very much for interviewing me, and I wish all the best down there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.